Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy. We cannot rule out some rain showers in the upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with showers likely. We'll drop down to the mid 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Saturday, it looks like we're going to see partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 33. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance for some rain. Right now, it's 52.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. is currently in discussion with the possibility of steel and aluminum tariff exemptions with a handful of countries. A report from Reuters says America is currently in talks with the European Union, Australia, and Argentina. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer testified before the House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday that President Trump will soon make a decision on imposing tariffs against China. Washington has accused China of stealing U.S. intellectual property. And a separate report from Reuters said the president may target up to $60 billion in imports from China using a mixture of tariffs and investment restrictions. Lighthizer told the committee that losing to China in ways that are not reflective of the underlying economics. Brazil is also a possibility when it comes to discussing tariff exemptions. South Korea is an exemption possibility, but Lighthizer says those discussions will take place during the negotiations to update the U.S. trade agreement with South Korea, known as CORUS. The U.S. has already granted tariff exemptions for Canada and Mexico. Well, Bayer has been given a conditional European Union approval for its acquisition of Monsanto. The takeover bid, worth more than $60 billion, was only approved after both companies agreed to divest themselves of assets worth more than $7.3 billion in order to ease antitrust concerns. As a large part of the divestiture, Bayer plans to sell company assets to BASF, including most of its global broadacre seed and trait businesses, as well as three lines of research and non-selective herbicides. Monsanto's nematode seed treatment assets will also be sold to BASF, which will also buy Bayer's entire vegetable seed business. The EU Competition Commission also says that Bayer and BASF will have to prove that BASF can be an active competitor of the merged company. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
There will be an auction featuring lots of collectibles, including cookie jars, plus furniture, household items, an electric scooter, and hydraulic patient lift, and more. Selling for Kenneth Connie Finstermacher Estate, Saturday, March 24th. Sale begins at 9:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. They'll be selling an electric mobility scooter and hydraulic patient lift, a GE top load washer with front load dryer, furniture items to include an oak table, two leaves, and six chairs, oak desk, a dark wood desk, oak rectangular lighted glass display hutch, wooden hutch with two glass doors, curved glass display case, plus other household items. Selling a number of collectibles, including Seraphim Classic Angels Collection, Longaberger Baskets, Hummel Figurine Collection, Cookie Jars, and other miscellaneous. This auction for Kenneth and Connie Fenstermacher Estate, Saturday, March 24th, begins at 9:30 at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Dave Burrish will be the auctioneers.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Hey, you. It's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps, and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap, loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway, make it what you want.
Mid-America Network News. Conditions in parts of Kansas are ripe for grassland fires due to the dry conditions and strong winds today. You're urged to use caution when using equipment that could cause a spark. If you see a wildfire, remove yourself from danger and then call 911. Kansas legislators have taken a step forward toward greater transparency in law enforcement with the Senate passing a bill that would require departments to share body camera footage more quickly. The vote yesterday was unanimous and sent the bill to the House. It would give law enforcement agencies up to 20 days to release footage sought from the subjects of the footage, their attorneys, legal guardians, or a relative. Kansas lawmakers advanced the first piece of a plan for complying with a Kansas Supreme Court ruling on public school funding. A special Senate committee on school finance approved a bill yesterday to revise the state's formula for distributing more than $4 billion a year to local school districts. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
In honor of the extra most bestest with the most cheese and the most pepperoni, we hired the most spokespeople.
Little Caesar's extra most bestest has the most cheese and most pepperoni for the nation's best price, just $6. So don't go anywhere else.
Claim of most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparison of Little Caesar's extra most bestest pizza and the other three national pizza chains' large round standard menu one topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
Mark your calendar for the 59th annual Green Garden Angus production sale coming up Monday, April 2nd. Green Garden will be selling 100 of the breed's finest carcass quality bulls, ranking in the top 2% in the country for marbling EPD. Selling are 50 fall 18-month-old bulls and 50 spring yearling bulls. With a combination of calving ease, marbling, and feed efficiency, don't miss your chance to get your next bull from Green Garden Angus, Monday, April 2nd, starting at 1 p.m. at the farm south of Lorain, Kansas. Find them on Facebook or visit them at greengardenangus.com. A Green Garden bull doesn't cost. He pays.
No charges will be filed in the fatal shooting death of a man last month in Waubonsie County. County Attorney Tim Leisman announced that the shooting of 36-year-old Chad Thomas Buckby in Alma was a justified self-defense shooting. The shooting occurred after Buckby began acting aggressively toward a family member who tried to lock him out of the house. He says that Buckby got inside the house and was shot after he injured a family member. He died later at a Wamego hospital. Leisman did not identify the shooter. A federal prosecutor says the three men accused of plotting to bomb at Garden City were trying to murder as many Muslims as possible. Prosecutors say a militia member tipped off federal authorities after becoming alarmed by escalating talk of violence. The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. If the men are found guilty, they could face life in prison. The Topeka Capital Journal reports a Shawnee County judge has issued a permanent injunction barring the Topeka city government from enforcing an ordinance banning the sale of tobacco products to anyone younger than 21. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska Labor Department says the preliminary February unemployment rate of 2.8% was a tenth of a point under the 2.9% of January and December. The department said the new rate was down two-tenths of a point from the 3% of February of last year. The February's rate also remained well below the U.S. rate, which was unchanged at 4.1%. Nebraska Labor Commissioner John Albin says the state labor force and the number of employed workers both increased again in February. A Lincoln man accused of filing false tax returns says he's a
victim of politics. Court records say a grand jury has indicted 62-year-old David Terrence on 4 counts of filing a false tax return. A court document says that Terrence underreported income from his local movers moving company for 2011 through 2014. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
This is Jen Horn reporting for KNDY News. Due to the weather in February, Marshall County Partnership for Growth has rescheduled their Celebration of Success event for Monday night, March 26th, at the Cygnus Center in Frankfort at 7 p.m. All interested in seeing Marshall County thrive are welcome to attend. Free desserts and appetizers will be served. For details, contact Ellen Barber. Jim Zimmerling, age 54, of Beatty, passed away Friday, March 16th. A graveside funeral service will be Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jim Zimmerling. Betty Ray Dalrymple, age 71, of Beatty, passed away Tuesday, March 20th. Funeral service will be Monday, March 26th at 2 p.m. at the Twin Valley Development Center in Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Ray Dalrymple.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
It's an incredible offer from Pelcamp's Furniture Mart. Get up to triple the tax back. You heard right. Hurry into Pelcamp's Furniture Mart today and find the best names in furniture, insert a mattresses, all at the best prices. And get up to triple the tax back. With this amazing Pelcamp's offer, you can buy sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture. And get up to triple the tax back. Buy dining sets, bedroom furniture, and insert a mattresses. And get up to triple the tax back. Buy leather furniture, entertainment centers, and youth furniture, and get up to triple the tax back. With qualifying purchase at Pelcamp's, you can get up to triple the tax back. You get the furniture, you get the savings, and for a limited time only at Pelcamp's Furniture Mart, you get up to triple the tax back. See store for complete details. But this incredible offer cannot and will not last. Get up to triple the tax back at all Pelcamp's Furniture Mart locations.
In Salina, Junction City, Marysville, Concordia, and Manhattan.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A low pressure system is making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring rain showers on and off as we head through the day and into tonight across the central parts of the Midwest. Looks like we'll see a little break for tomorrow, but then more rain showers expected as we head towards the end of the weekend and early parts of next week. Across the upper parts of the Midwest, north of this low, we're seeing heavy snow, especially across the Dakotas into Minnesota and down into the eastern central parts
parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy skies, isolated rain showers in the upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely will drop down to the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 25. For Saturday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies right around the lower 50s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 33. For Sunday, cloudy skies, chance of rain showers, we'll see temperatures at 52. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March, 59. Record high on this date, 93 in 1907. The average low, 35. Record low is 10 degrees in 2002. Sunset this evening, 7:37. Sunrise in the morning at 7:20.
Kindergarten classes used to be filled with Michaels, Johnnies, Marys, and Susans. Today, they're more likely to be Emmas, Noahs, or Sophias. More today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. Learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. On this night, 20 years ago, the movie Titanic won 11 Oscars at the Academy Awards. Over the years, we've chronicled evolution of the most popular baby names in America. From 20th century fixtures like Michael, Mary, John, and Susan, the 21st century's most common names now include Sophia, Noah, Emma, and Mason. At popular parenting website Baby Center, new additions to their hot name lists include Amelia and Grayson. And although none have cracked the top 10 yet, one of the hottest trends they're seeing is names taken from colors. Blue, Ivy, Lavender, Red, and Hazel have all seen astronomical percentages. Increases. This is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report at almanac.com.
St. Gregory's Friday Fish Fries will be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville this year, serving Fridays 5 until 7 p.m. Dine in, carry out, or local delivery. For local delivery, phone 562-7017. All proceeds benefit the St. Gregory's Catholic School. Friday Fish Fries this year at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Kansas State's dream of its first Final Four since 1964 is alive and well. Barry Brown's tie-breaking layup with 19 seconds remaining was the difference as K-State beat Kentucky 61-58 last night in the South Regional Semifinal. The Kansas State Wildcats, a number 9 seed, will take on number 11 seed Loyola Chicago with a tip-off a little after 5 o'clock tomorrow evening in Atlanta. The Kansas Jayhawks are the top seed and will have what should amount to a home game on a neutral floor. But Clemson raised eyebrows with a 31-point thrashing of Auburn to reach the Sweet 16, and the Tigers have the kind of deep and experienced backcourt that can do well in March. KU and Clemson take the court tonight in Omaha, Nebraska. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace. Our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Kansas City Chiefs are adding depth in their offensive backfield. The team announced the signing of Damian Williams yesterday. Williams signed with Miami as an undrafted free agent and played in 58 games over four seasons. For his career, Williams has 85 receptions for 733 yards and six touchdowns to go along with his 133 carries for 477 yards and three touchdowns. He missed several games last season with a shoulder injury. When the games tip off tonight at the Midwest Regional in Omaha, three current Hall of Fame coaches will take the floor. Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski, who currently sits at 1,026 and 278 on his career. Jim Boeheim, who is close behind at 925 and 367 on his career. And Bill Self, a young pup compared to the other two. He sits at 445 wins, 95 losses on his career. American Network Sports.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There will be an estate auction of farm machinery, vehicles, tools, and household items for Lauren Dieter Saturday, March 24th at 10 a.m. east of Olsburg, Kansas. Sale begins with two rings at 10 a.m., selling household, shop, and miscellaneous items, followed by tools, vehicles, and equipment. Vehicles include a 2000 Chevy Impala 4-door, 180,000 miles, a 2005 Dodge Ram 3500 diesel 4x4 4-door, 188,000 miles, 23-foot Fleetwood tandem axle gooseneck travel trailer, 24-foot steel stock trailer, 16-foot bumper hitch stock trailer, 5x8-foot all-metal two-wheel utility trailer, 8x14-foot four-wheel hay trailer, 8x20-foot tandem axle bumper hitch trailer, and a 4x6-foot all-metal utility trailer, plus a 4x4 four-wheeler. Selling tractors to include a 2014 Case IH Puma 130, plus a Case IH loader, Case IH heavy-duty grapple fork, other machinery, plus livestock equipment, welders and shop items, new and used iron and pipe, mowers and miscellaneous, plus household items. This estate auction for Lauren Dieters. Saturday, March 24th, begins promptly at 10 a.m. at 13850 Highway 13, Westmoreland, Kansas. For a sale bill, go online to mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty or contact Klein Realty and Auction.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Celebrate the 2018 Year of the Beet by planting several varieties in your garden and including them in your meals. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These flavorful vegetables contain fiber, vitamins A and C, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, and more iron than most vegetables. Betalain, the antioxidant in beets, can be used as a natural red dye and food coloring. In fact, it inspired the saying, red as a beet, and was used to provide that color in makeup. Beets tolerate warm temperatures, but germinate best during cooler weather. Plant seeds 1/4 to 1/2 inch deep and 1 to 2 inches apart every 3 to 4 weeks for a continuous harvest. Beet seeds are actually a cluster of seeds. You'll need to thin the multiple seedlings into one individual sprout. Cook these greens or use them fresh in salads. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are under 10 original World War II gliders to be found in the nation. People bought hundreds of those surplus gliders after the war, but the plane is not what they desired. The unique story is today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
During World War II, gliders were used to place troops and equipment in difficult-to-reach places, sometimes behind enemy lines. Most were used just once, as they were often damaged on landing. Iron Mountain, Michigan's Ford plant produced the most gliders in the nation, and the museum here has a real rarity.
To our knowledge, there are 7 totally restored gliders worldwide, and we have 1 of 7. There are places that might have a part of a glider or a front section or something. Ours is an entire glider.
During World War II, the factories here worked nonstop, making the gliders to help win the war.
They were producing 8 gliders a day. By the end of the war, they worked 24-hour shifts, 3 shifts of workers, about 1,500 workers per shift.
Bill Cummings at the World War II Glider and Military Museum says there were many surplus gliders after the war, and they were in high demand. But it wasn't the glider that most people wanted.
When they were shipped in 5 crates. The number of square board feet in these crates was enough to build almost a small house or a garage or something like that. So at the end of the war, they were selling crated gliders here for about $150, and people were buying them really for the crates.
Many locals bought the gliders in crates. When the museum here desired to have a complete glider on display, those citizens were able to make it happen.
Fortunately for us, when we began the restoration process, people brought in these parts, and they were authentic parts to help us reconstruct things like the wings and things like that that were all pre-done and the original manufacturer.
And today you can learn the story and see that rare and important piece of history at the World War II Glider and Military Museum. Traveling the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the 2 words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right, you can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
And for a limited time, get strong chicks and strong savings at participating Purina retailers. From March 5th to March 26th, take $2 off 35-pound bags of Purina Organic Starter Grower, $2 off 50-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower Feeds, and $1 off 25-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower Feeds. Hurry in. Discount available at participating Purina retailers while supplies last.
Learn how to choose the right feed to ensure long-term chicken health and happiness in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a flock nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, how can nutrition and care set the stage and pace for long-term growth and development?
Raising happy, healthy hens isn't something that just happens on its own. Those birds need to be cared for from day one, and it starts with making sure that your birds are getting the proper nutrition. And that's why Purina has developed the Chick Strong system. This system is really about providing everything that your birds need in a complete feed. So chicks require 38 different nutrients at the proper amount each and every day in order to become happy hens. And those nutrients, along with the prebiotics and probiotics, help support the immune and digestive system of your chicks. And our goal, and hopefully your goal, is to get these chicks to grow at the proper pace to become become good egg layers. And for layer chicks, we recommend Purina Start and Grow or Purina Organic Starter Grower. Now, each of those seeds provides 18% protein along with the other nutrients that your birds need for proper growth and development. Purina Start and Grow is available in either a medicated or a non-medicated seed, while the Organic Starter Grower is non-medicated to meet organic requirements.
What is a medicated chick starter, and how do folks know if a medicated starter is best for their flock?
Chickens are susceptible to a parasite that causes coccidiosis. Purina's medicated chick feeds can help limit the ability of that parasite to grow and cause damage to your bird's digestive tract. Now, the medication is Amprolium, which is a coccidiostat, so it's not an antibiotic and it does not require a VFD to purchase. So choose a medicated feed if your birds have not been vaccinated for coccidiosis or if you're unsure about their status. Now, once you've chosen the medicated feed, then you need to keep feeding that until the birds switch to a layer feed. Choose a non-medicated feed if you know that your chicks have been vaccinated against coccidiosis. For organic flocks, medications are not available, so use Purina's Organic Starter Grower to feed your birds and use proper care and management to keep those birds safe from disease.
Thanks for teaching us about chick nutrition and care, Dr. Biggs. Tune in to next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
Be an auction featuring lots of collectibles, including cookie jars, plus furniture, household items, an electric scooter, an hydraulic patient lift, and more. Selling for Kenneth Connie Finstermacher Estate, Saturday, March 24th. Sale begins at 9:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. They'll be selling an electric mobility scooter and hydraulic patient lift, a GE top load washer with front load dryer, furniture items to include an oak table with two leaves and six chairs, oak desk, a dark wood desk, oak rectangular lighted glass display hutch, wooden hutch with two glass glass doors, curved glass display case, plus other household items, selling a number of collectibles, including Seraphim Classic Angels Collection, Longaberger Baskets, Hummel Figurine Collection, Cookie Jars, and other miscellaneous. This auction for Kenneth and Connie Fenstermacher Estate, Saturday, March 24th, begins at 9:30 at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Dave Burrish will be the auctioneers.
Wanted, farmers and ranchers who'd consider raising bison, and it's bison producers who are extending the invitation. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
As surpluses tamp down prices for many farm commodities, bison ranchers in the United States cannot keep up with demand. Dick Gehring runs Black Kettle Buffalo in Mound Ridge, Kansas. He says per capita consumption of bison is tiny, but processors can't keep up.
Right now we're at 0.08 pounds per person a year, so if we triple it, we might have enough for a quarter pound for everybody in the U.S. So we've got a long, long ways to go before we flood the market.
Gehring says that with a little education, bison ranching can be pretty simple.
If you learn their characteristics and learn what works for them and what makes them happy, it becomes really easy. They're really pretty hardy animal that doesn't need a whole lot of pampering. So you provide enough feed and water and get out of the way.
Visit bisoncentral.com to learn more. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The world's largest maker of agriculture equipment, Deere & Company, is worried that possible trade tensions between the U.S. and other countries could affect its machinery sales. The report says the steel and aluminum tariffs on imports to America will have an impact on the company, but Deere is much more worried about possible trade retaliation that could target American agriculture products. CEO Sam Allen said if China is no longer a buyer of U.S. soybeans and Mexico no longer purchases U.S. corn, that would be a really bad situation for their customers and would be very impactful to them. Allen says that one-third of U.S. agriculture is exported. He notes that trade flow could be interrupted if President Trump would follow through on those threats to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement or if China imposes its own tariffs and quotas on American goods. When it comes to manufacturing their products, Deere said steel mills will be able to increase their prices significantly, and Allen says the price of steel could legitimately rise up to 30% in a short period of time. Congressional appropriators revealed an omnibus appropriations bill, including significant and harmful modifications to an important tax break for farmers and ag co-ops, known as Section 199A, is included in last year's tax overhaul. It means leveling the playing field between ag cooperatives and corporations who receive a sizable tax break in the legislation. You see, the National Farmers Union is opposed to the change in the tax provision. And responding to the omnibus language, Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said they're deeply disappointed that Congress included harmful modifications to the Section 199A in the must-pass legislation. Reverting back to Section 199 in light of double-digit corporate tax relief, leaving farmers and their co-ops worse off than the prior to the passage of the Tax Reform and Job Act. He added there are several bipartisan compromises to remedy challenges associated with the 199A that ensured farmers and co-ops wouldn't be worse off. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
America Ag Network, we're really seeing some struggles in some of our futures markets, but the Kansas City wheat has turned around. May KC wheat is up 6 now, 477. July is up 6 at 496. Corn still struggles. May corn down a half a cent, make a 375 and a half. July is down a half a cent at 383 and three quarters. May soybeans down 7 and three quarters at 1022. July beans down 7 and three quarters at 1033. Soybean meal is lower. Soybean oil is lower. Soybean meal is on the upside now. We've seen some volatility across the soy complex, but soybean meal is starting a bit of a rally at the present time. Livestock numbers still on the downside. April live cattle down $2 at 116.15. June down 205 at 106.35. Later months are down many by more than a dollar. March feeder cattle down 145 at 136.07. April down 202 at 136 even. So having some issues with our cattle today. April hogs down 222 at 59.10. May down 172 at 66.42. So kind of an ugly day all through the livestock complex as we roll through our Friday. May cotton is down 38 points at 81.77. July is down 35 at 82.05. So the issues are pretty much ongoing for our ag futures markets, with the possible exception of Kansas City wheat, which seems to be on a bit of a rally. May crude oil is up 105 at 65.35. June is up 99 cents at 65.17. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher here today. Gold is on quite a rally. April gold is up $21.60 now at $1,348.90. June is up $21.40 at $13,54.60. Silver is higher. Copper is a bit lower. The U.S. dollar index is down sharply. The June dollar is down 0.413 at 89.06. So a lot of mixed numbers across our futures markets here on Friday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out YStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job done.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Looking ahead to a week from today when we'll get some important USDA reports. I'll talk about those reports after this message.
The folks at Wing Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
A week from today, which this year happens to be on Good Friday, we'll get the very important late March reports from the USDA, the quarterly supply demand report, the planting intentions report, and then we also get the quarterly pig crop report. All of that coming up, but before they happen, we'll get those private survey reports as well, like the one we received a few days ago from Allendale Incorporated, a commodity brokerage and analytical firm in McHenry, Illinois. Illinois. And their headline, U.S. soybean acreage seen at a record 92.1 million acres in 2018, according to our survey. That survey of farmers throughout the country also indicated a planting of 88,514,000 acres of corn. But the projected soybean plantings came in above the latest USDA forecast for 90 million acres and above the 90,142,000 acres planted in 2017. Projected corn plantings came in below the latest USDA forecast for 90 million acres and also below the 90,167,000 acres planted in 2017. The survey of farmers, traders, and analysts in 27 states conducted between February 26 and March 9. Allendale also projected all U.S. wheat plantings at 46,889,000 acres. That would be above the USDA forecast for 46.5 million wheat acres. And again, that soybean acreage would be a record for the United States. Well, we'll know the official numbers a week from today. Back with the final word after this message.
Our good life in America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. We can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. We are investing in agriculture.
During the next week, we'll get a flood of private survey numbers, but the real ones will be out a week from today on March 30th. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Pumping well water doesn't get any cheaper than free. Install a windmill and let the wind provide the power to bring up the water on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
There are lots of old windmills dotting the rural landscape. The metal towers and fan blades were used long ago by farmers to pump water from their wells. Phil Gaiman with Great Plains Windmill Service says the iconic countryside markers are making a comeback. Landowners want an alternative, sustainable source for watering livestock or household use. And it makes a farm look nostalgic, just like Grandpa's old place. There's no need to reinvent the water pumping windmill. Gaiman says the machine's operation is as simple as it always was.
It's all mechanical. There's no electronic parts on it. It's same design. It's been around for 100 years. It has a gearbox up top, and it just works on a 6-inch stroke, pumps out of the well and into a supply tank or into a bulk tank or whatever you have.
The towers range in height from 20 feet to 80 feet, and the gearboxes and fans range from 6 feet up to 16 feet. For those days when the wind isn't cooperating, you can install a gas-powered pump jack at the ground level. Gaiman says the size of windmill you should have depends on a couple of factors.
Based on your well depth and how many gallons a day you would need, depending if you're watering livestock or if you're using household needs. It's very low maintenance. You change the oil once a year. It's just 2 quarts of oil in the gearbox. And that's really the beauty of their simplicity, is they really didn't require much maintenance. And so farmers could leave them out in the field for an entire year and not worry about them and just let them pump water.
The cost of putting up a windmill runs from $6,000 to $10,000. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about windmills on the farm at agriculture.com.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Taxes, spending, and trade dominated the ag landscape in the nation's capital this week. The Section 199A tax fix to end an unintended advantage in last year's tax reform bill for sales to farming co-ops versus their private competitors is now in a massive spending bill to fund the rest of this fiscal year. American Farm Bureau tax advisor Pat Wolf says all producers start with a reduced 20% tax rate with an adjustment if they sell to co-ops, a bid to level the playing field for all players.
It's reduced by 9% of net sales or 50% of wages. That's subtracted from the 20%. But the co-op can make that up by passing through their deduction to the producer.
American Farm Bureau budget advisor R.J. Carney, in the meantime, says there's more than $23 billion for USDA in the catch-all omnibus bill.
That's about $2.1 billion above the fiscal 17 enacted level. Within that, we saw increases in funding for international food aid programs, rural development programs, farm service agency, conservation programs, and also the Animal and Health Inspection Service.
Trade took center stage at House Ways and Means and Senate Finance, where members talked about trade retaliation against the United States. Agriculture could require new ag payments in the farm bill and how possible retaliations will make it difficult to get a farm bill finished. And speaking of trade, this question from Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on NAFTA to Lighthizer.
Can I tell my constituents we're past the point of worrying about withdrawal from NAFTA?
No.
So NAFTA withdrawal is apparently not out of the question yet either. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
KNDY.